Two 1-year-old husky mixes were abandoned in front of the BCSPCA's North Caribou Community Animal Center in Prince George, with porcupine quills lodged in their faces, including their nostrils and mouths. The two female dogs are sisters called Asha and Sake. Sometime during the night, the two dogs were tied to the picnic table in front of the animal center, just outside of the range of our security camera, says Kristen Sumner, manager of the BCSPCA's North Caribou Community Animal Center. When staff arrived at 7 a.m., the fearful dogs began to cry and cower by the table. As staff got closer to the dogs, they noticed the quills sticking out of their mouths and knew they needed to rush Asha and Sake to the emergency vet clinic for treatment. Sumner adds that Sake, who had chewed her leash off at some point during the night, never left her sister's side even though she was in a great deal of pain. Both Asha and Sake had porcupine quills lodged in their gums and nostrils, buried deep into the tissue, says Sumner. Sake had wounds all down the side of her face and required sedation to remove the quills and the infected tissue on her neck and jaw. Asha also required sedation to remove quills in her nostrils and gum lines that were infected. The veterinarian found a huge abscess on the top of her muzzle from a quill that had lodged into the roof of her mouth. In addition to the treatment for the injuries the quills caused, both dogs will also need vaccines, deworming medication, and to be spayed. Their ears also need a major cleaning, says Sumner. Asha and Sake are such sweet girls. We believe they are sisters based on their appearance and their age, she added. Even though they were abandoned and experienced so much pain from the quills, they greet people with wiggling butts. They cannot wait to see you and say hello. The sisters will be in BCSPCA care until they make a full recovery, at which time they will be available for adoption.